Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just 12 hours before the primary election polls were to open this morning, the two Republicans vying for their party's U.S. Senate nomination met in their only televised forum of the campaign. State Senator Scott Brown and businessman Jackie Robinson disagreed on a variety of topics during their appearance on Channel 2's Greater Boston program last night. WBUR's Steve Brown, no relation, has this report.
State Senator Scott Brown maintained his strategy of focusing his attention not on his primary opponent Jackie Robinson, but on the Democratic candidates.
My question to my Democrat opponents and to people who are pushing this so hard, the 12 people representing us now, was how is this good for Massachusetts?
We're going to. Brown was referring to the health care reform bill now before the U.S. Senate. He wouldn't vote for it. Robinson said it's the worst bill in history, and he was critical of the health reform law Massachusetts passed in 2006.
Taking the Massachusetts model and layering it on top of Washington, I think, is a big mistake. Yes, we have 98% of the people covered, but our premium is amongst the highest in the country. So that's not a model that's going to work. We need to have high coverage and low cost, not high coverage and high cost.
Moderator Emily Rooney tried to draw out other differences between the two candidates on several issues, including taxes. Brown admitted he supported a Prop 2.5 override in his town before he became an elected official. This has caused Robinson to question Brown's Republican credibility. They also clashed over Robinson's call to eliminate the capital gains tax for a year in an effort to jumpstart the economy.
But you're against my plan to eliminate the capital gains tax, Scott. And by the way, if Ronald Reagan had thought the same way you did,
he reduced 1981, it. He reduced it. He didn't eliminate it.
For 1 year, the elimination is the same. If Ronald Reagan had thought that way, we wouldn't have had the longest peacetime boom in American history.
He reduced it.
If President George W. Bush had thought that way right after 9/11, we would have had a huge recession right then.
I have to deal, Emily, in realistic things, and obviously eliminating the capital gains. It's never going to happen, especially with the majority that's in Washington right now. But what may happen is a reduction in the payroll tax and a reduction in the capital gains tax.
Right. Taxes weren't the only topic where Brown and Robinson disagreed. They also clashed on President Obama's plan for Afghanistan. Brown supported the proposal to send 30,000 more troops, while Robinson said he's skeptical.
The president has said he wants to defeat al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Well, al-Qaeda is basically out of Afghanistan now. I don't think we'll ever be able to defeat the Taliban because, remember, 20 years ago, the Taliban were the Mujahideen, whom Ronald Reagan called freedom fighters. So 20 years ago, they were our allies. Today, we're trying to defeat them. I don't think that's realistic.
Well, Jack also said that he'd like to sit down and negotiate with the Taliban. Do you think that's
I think that just
realistic?
Shows how naive he is about what's happening in that area. As well as the four Democrats, they're looking. First of all, I'm shocked that they wouldn't support their own president. It shows how far left they are.
Brown said he respects Robinson and wishes him well, yet he continues to focus on the final election on January 19th.
I'm used to being the underdog. I'm ready for the special interests, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Governor Patrick, the Clintons to come in. And as you see what happened with Martha Coakley, you know, SEIU's already, you know, bought and paid for her. She's already taken the money. And when she goes down there and votes, she'll be saying, oh, how does SEIU want to rate me first?
Brown was referring to Coakley's endorsement from the Service Employees International Union. After the debate, Brown said he's not sure which Democrat will win the primary, saying they're all the same type of candidate. For his part, Robinson said last night he plans to work nonstop until the polls close, then sit down and find out how he did. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.